Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, welcome back in here on WQAM. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by Alex Solana. He is the host, co-host of the Hochman, Crowder, and Solana program in the afternoons here on QAM. Solana, good morning. How are you, my friend?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
It's going, man. It's going. As you can hear, I am losing my voice. Dan Day seems to be getting his voice back.
I'm getting stronger.
It's been one of those weeks, man. It's been a championship week, and you've been a very busy man, as I see. Who let you on the ice after the game? That's my question.
Yeah, I just snuck on. I just snuck on. Yeah.
You got some great stuff out there, by the way. I am curious, though, what that was like, because I saw your video. You were walking through the tunnel. That had to be a pretty cool experience.
No, I mean, that was one of those moments. I had posted, you know, the next morning, Hollywood. This job is cool, right? Like, we're very fortunate. And we all bitch about things all the time. But like in the reality, you know, we get to wake up, you a little bit earlier than me, and talk sports every day. And, you know, you've done pretty much everything there is to do covering sports for WQAM Hollywood. And this was one of those moments for me. You know, I've covered Heat championship runs, even though they didn't win the title in 2023. I was a part of the broadcast.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know, man. Like, we can go through the list, but to be walking out onto the ice as the Florida Panthers have just lifted their second Stanley Cup was one of those, like, pinch me moments. Genuinely, like, yeah, that was really cool. It's also effing awesome how they do this, right? Like, in hockey, I mean, it's the only sport I can think of where oh, guys just lifted the title. Everybody rushed their like place of employment. Don't wait for them to get back to the locker room. Like, everybody rush the stage. Everybody rush the ice to go talk to them. And it's just like raw, passionate emotion with these guys who are all cool. Like, they just want to celebrate. They want to have fun. They all seem like really, really good dudes. And it was awesome. Like, genuinely really cool.
I will admit, as a Panther fan, you know, we were talking about this yesterday. I go back to the era where they were giving away tickets at the door. If you right. showed your Florida ID and you said you had never been to a game before, like, I buy one, get one season tickets. Salon, I go back to those days, and it's almost still feels weird that we're talking about the Panthers being the dominant franchise in the National Hockey League.
Hollywood, my first job in radio, was hired by 790 The Ticket as promo. I'm still in college at this point. I'm going back to 2015. My first job was to go to Panthers games and set up the 790 The Ticket tent and literally hand out free tickets. Ooh. I mean, we're talking about 2014, 2015.
Yeah.
I'm just handing out free tickets to other games. Like, think about that, right? Where this team, what they did, what Zito did to get to this point, truthfully, is remarkable. He traded a franchise leader, a cornerstone of the franchise for almost a decade. He traded him for some guy that I would bet Hollywood, most of the fan base had never heard of, up in Matthew Tkachuk. Mm-hmm. At least I hadn't. So like that people don't make those moves, and man, did it pay off, right? Like in a big, big way.
And it paid off with the guys on the ice the other night, lifting the trophy. Solana, you were on the ice, and I know it kind of gets to be wild, kind of a melee and craziness, but were you in the moment realizing that the celebration, they let the guys who had never won the Stanley Cup handle it at first, or was it just too crazy on the ice at the time to realize what was going on?
No, I mean, that was cool. That was really cool. First of all the Tkachuks had elbow room hats on. So, like, there was absolutely no doubt, zero doubt about where the after party was going to be. That was pretty cool. But, no, I mean, that, like, you noticed that. Absolutely, you noticed that. The amount of people around Brad Marchand was insane. Because, you know, we all know Brad Marchand comes from Boston, played for the Bruins. That was a very controversial trade, highly talked about outside of South Florida. We know that, right? And then you're kind of around him. Like, Bobrovsky has a decent-sized group of people. Barkey has people around him. But all of a sudden, like, you notice there's, like, this massive crowd around one guy. And it's Brad Marchand. Like, his family and then a million reporters trying to get to him. It kind of puts into perspective, like, how big of a deal he is in the hockey world. But man, Matthew Tkachuk was on a mission, and that mission was A, to let everybody know what he had been playing with, and B, he wanted to get the hell out of there. He wanted a cigar in his mouth, and he wanted to get to the elbow room. Like, the entire, we talked to Brady Tkachuk, his brother, rocking an elbow room hat. I asked Evan Rodriguez off the camera, like, where are you guys headed to? He's like, I have a pretty good idea. We're all going to be at elbow room in the next couple hours drunk. Nice. Yeah. So, like, everybody, bro, I had a picture or a video of Lundy chugging beers with a dude in the stands who just handed him a beer. He's like, you want a beer? The guy threw him the beer, and it's on my social media. He's chugging the beer with the dude. So, bro, these guys are awesome, man. Hollywood, like, you think about, you know, the Heat winning the title when you were out there. They weren't going to let you in the locker room to celebrate with them. They weren't going to let you on the court or they weren't going to go celebrate with the fans, right? Like, they got a room at Live or at 11, and they spent $10 billion. These guys are out there with the people, man. It's truly unbelievable.
So we were talking about this yesterday, and maybe the most incredible part of this is, and you brought up Marchand. I was going to talk about him, but every move that Bill Zito has made has worked. And we've been around a lot of franchises that every move hasn't worked, right? And you always bring in guys, if you think you're a title contending team, you bring in guys that you think can get you over the hump. And I used the example yesterday of the Heat bringing in Terry Rozier, right? You bring a guy like that in because you think, hey, this is a guy that can play at a high level. He can score. He can get you, you know, over that hump, right? He can help your team advance, you know, through the postseason, and it just didn't work. Everything the Panthers have touched has worked. I'm not even going to go down the list of Dolphins free agents that haven't worked, but everything they've done, I mean, it really is amazing. And the amount of, I don't want to say luck, but to win championships, you need everything to break your way. You got to have the health. You got to get the bounces. Like, it's all got to go your way.
Yeah, and look, even this year, right? I mean, bringing in Seth Jones and Brad Marchand, fine, right? Like, maybe the Panthers really, really benefited from two organizations that were just, you know, in a place where they could afford to make those decisions. Remember, like, the Blackhawks are paying part of Seth Jones' salary every year for him to be here.
That's got
to
sting.
it's insane. And then Brad Marchand, you think about, guys, the teams, the organizations that this Panthers team has either forced into rebuild mode, the Boston Bruins, right? Mm-hmm. Perhaps the Toronto Maple Leafs right now, this offseason. You know the Carolina Hurricanes are just like, man, we're toast. We're never competing with this team. The Tampa Bay Lightning, who were our daddies for years, literally aren't on the same class as us mm-hmm. anymore here in South Florida. Like, when you just think about that, it genuinely does remind me, you know, what we could be picturing here with all those guys that you mentioned and all the way that Zito and this team signed them. I mean, they're going to be here, the core guys, right? Reinhart, Barkov, they're going to be here for the next couple of years. Matthew Tkachuk, hopefully Sam Bennett resigns. And who knows, man, Aaron Ekblad, if he takes a little bit less, that could open the door for Marchie to stay. I mean, we're literally in the midst of perhaps, you know, a legitimate, lengthy dynasty, and it's because of those moves that Zito made. By the way, you bring up the Dolphins. I'm not going to do the thing where everybody's dunking on them because, man, social media has been giving the admin on Dolphins social, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, whether it's TikTok, effing hell, man.
Do I need to be reading the comments?
They can't post a single yeah. thing without everybody just clowning on them, man.
We have to do that in the 8 o'clock time. Hour. Maybe we'll read some of the comments on there. One of the other reasons I wanted to talk to you here this morning is because the Miami Heat need to make some moves, man. They are not a franchise that usually kind of hangs in mediocrity. Kevin Durant is the flashy name out there. We saw, you know, some of the recent moves, you know, the Desmond Bane move, which, you know, was... I couldn't believe what they gave up for that four, you know, unprotected firsts. Do the Heat, let's just cross this bridge here. Do the Heat even have enough to get Kevin Durant, even in the conversation?
Well, right now, it sounds like from all the reporting we're getting from Shams Charania and even here locally, Barry Jackson, it sounds like the Phoenix Suns are expecting a lot more of a hole for Kevin Durant. But guess what? It's just not happening right now. And from everything, you know, that we know, the Miami Heat and the Houston Rockets have been the most aggressive teams outside of Minnesota. But Kevin Durant made it pretty clear, yeah, I'm not moving to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And there was even a report yesterday on ESPN that Anthony Edwards isn't going to try to recruit Kevin Durant. Like, he's just bowing out. He's not getting involved. So as of right now, yeah, like Houston, Miami, are two of the three teams that he wants to come to. And I think Phoenix was expecting Hollywood, you know, a decent amount of draft capital moving forward for Kevin Durant and maybe, you know, a young player, exciting asset. And they're quickly realizing, like, that's not going to happen. The Miami Heat are not going to give up the farm mm-hmm. for Kevin Durant and picks. Like, it's not going to happen for a 37-year-old. I think he's 36 now. He'll turn 37 in September at the back end of his career, who, by the way, missed the playoffs a season ago. And, you know, missed a lot of time on the court. So Hollywood, here's where I'm at with this. I think the Miami Heat should trade for Kevin Durant. I know there's a host of Heat fans who are saying this is stupid. Even Durant, Tyler, and Bam doesn't compete for a title. And look, maybe they're right, okay? Maybe that trio is not talented enough to go beat the likes of the Oklahoma City Thunder, to go beat the likes of the Denver Nuggets. But I'll tell you what, I'm watching the Indiana Pacers right now on a run, this magical run of the NBA Finals. Jason Tatum probably is going to be out the entire year next year. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Knicks are a legitimate organization, even if they made the conference finals for the first time in 25 years.
Have they gotten anyone to interview for that job yet?
Goodness.
Yeah, has anyone even interviewed? they're still waiting on an answer from Paul Maurice, and they're
good.
Yeah, yeah. Their only qualifications, the New York Knicks, are that you have to already have a coaching position. That is their only qualification. So,
here's my issue, looking at the East.
I'm looking at the East, and look, it's wide open. Yeah. And you're telling me Kevin Durant can't help you?
But that's my thing. Here's my issue: is does Kevin Durant impact winning? And I would argue that he does not. I mean, look, I get it. You want a star here. You got to sell tickets. You want fans to be excited about your team. But does he impact winning realistically?
I think he does. Look, I'm not saying that's a bad argument, your side, because it's easy to show me what he did in Brooklyn. It's easy to show me how big of a dumpster fire it's been in Phoenix. I'm with you. I'm not telling you you're wrong, but I still think Kevin Durant can come here. He doesn't have to be a vocal leader. He doesn't have to be a guy who's going to put the team on his back every single night. He's joining a legitimate organization that is structured, that needs a boost offensively. And then, you know, you're a little bit closer, and then you try to start adding, you know, some other lateral moves that make you a little bit better, which is what Pat Riley talked about in the offseason. I think, because I know the Miami Heat are not doing a full reset, because I know the Miami Heat are not trading Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero to totally reset and try to do what the Thunder did over a span of, you know, a half decade or almost a full decade. I know they're not doing that. They don't operate that way. Mm-hmm. To me, Kevin Durant is a no-brainer. He improves your team, and I'm looking at an Eastern Conference right now that, in my opinion, is you know, capable of being taken over by a team like this that goes out and makes that splash.
Well, Solana, I want to thank you for hanging with us here this morning, and you keep up the good work in the afternoons, all right?
Yeah. Hey, Dan Day, go get my guy Hollywood a little emergency or something, man. He needs.
I actually feel okay. It's just that my voice is.
Where you been at the elbow
clearly
room?
Clearly leaving me at this point.
You're at the elbow room, throwing down Coors Light and ripping heaters for the last couple hours.
We had the that's where I've been. You know me too well.
We had the pre-show meeting at the elbow room. You know, we figured that's the best prep. You know,
put Jimmy's cigarettes back, Hollywood. All right, guys.
Yeah. All right, buddy. See you later. Alex Solana, kind enough to join us here this morning. We're going to take a pause, 8 o'clock hour next on QAM.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.